In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning from Florida. I've been down here for the last couple of days, taking a little bit of break. The team got together and had a nice little outing, and then I stayed here for a few extra days. And I'm not dressed in my normal thing this morning because as soon as our broadcast is over, I'm going to go downstairs and hop in an Uber and go to the airport and head home to cold weather. Actually, it's been lovely down here. It's been sunny, but a little bit chilly, like in the 60s, but it beats snow. So my name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Dr. T for those that haven't joined us before. And for those that are our regulars, I so appreciate you being here, particularly this week, because I know how busy everyone is with the holiday coming up on Thursday with the Thanksgiving and travel. And I've been hearing on the radio for the last couple of days that travel this year for Thanksgiving, and I think they said this last year too, is going to be the busiest travel ever. And I think part of that is because there aren't as many planes in the air because they don't have as many pilots and flight attendants. And so the planes are packed. And I'm going to be traveling over Christmas and I'm coming home. Right now, my coming home date is January 3rd. And I tried to change it to come home a couple of days earlier. Oh my gosh, to change it to come home 2 days earlier was more than $1,000 change. And I said, well, I think I'll just keep what I got. And so that's good. So I hope everybody's getting ready to have a really healthy holiday season. You're traveling, you're spending time with friends and family, or maybe you're spending time at home like I'm going to be doing. And I've been traveling a lot. So I'm going to go to a friend's house for Thanksgiving meal on Thursday night, but I'm going to spend Thursday, the day, cleaning out my closets. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can do. You know, it's like sometimes it's finding the time to do some things that have been on your to-do list for a very long time and you just really haven't gotten there yet. So this is maybe a good time where our offices are generally closed also on Friday, but we've got some big events that are coming up this week. And I think Michelle was talking about it before I popped on the air this morning, because my team has been working like crazy because we've got a lot of Black Friday specials this entire week. So please, please watch for them. They're really, really good deals through your email. And if you don't see something coming from us, check your spam folder. That's one of the ways that they're still censoring us, is making our emails non-deliverable. So we've got some really, really great things coming up for Thanksgiving. We've got, I don't know, Michelle, do you and Diane want to talk about them a little bit? Because there've been a lot of them, and I've been almost done with my new book that I've been working on. So do you guys want to talk about what we're having this week for special?
Yeah, sure. So the deal that's on right now that they can, you know, everyone can take advantage this instance is with our Touchstone products. Go to bit.ly/drtgoodinside. And Diane will put that in the studio notes here as well too. This is the biggest sale of the year. It's 25% off the entire site. And that is on until December 2nd. And this includes the Pure Body Extra, which is the cellular detox cleanse,
and the Pure Body, the green bottle, which is the dropper, and that one does the gut. I always recommend that you get the detox pack. So if you go onto that site, just go to detox, the shop section, and you can find all the detox products. Get the detox pack, because the cellular level is great if you just kind of want to try it and see, you know, what it tastes like. But to get a real full detox, do the two together. That's really important. Before you came on, Dr. T, I was talking quite a bit about the glucose control and how that doctor had given it to his patient to help. And the patient thought he was having kidney pains. He had all this back pain, and he started taking the glucose control and his pain went away. No idea how that happened, but we gave it to Diane on that trip. And the same thing happened to her. Her pain went away. As soon as she got back, she said, I'm stocking up on the glucose control. But what that one is made to do is to help balance, help support your blood sugar levels. It helps with supporting gut microbiome. It curbs sugar cravings, which is really, you know, we need that, especially going into all the holiday seasons with Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's around the corner. Make sure you stock up on the glucose control. It also helps with weight management, and all that information is on that, on the site too. So when you go on there, tons of information, and make sure you go through the science and the benefits. There's really good information there. Make an educated decision there. The other thing I really love there is the fulvic minerals. You may have seen the video that I did for Dr. T, talking about living water. And that was putting the, you know, getting your liter of water, putting some lemon, adding the fulvic minerals, a pinch of magnesium salts. Anyway, the fulvic minerals is your way of putting back into your body what we're missing from our soils, because our soils are just absolutely depleted. The other thing I really love there, and I'm just telling you all the things I love and use all the time, is the green energy. And I was talking about that a little bit with the team too here, because there's a super green juice, which is great. And you should stock up on that for prepping. Absolutely. It's like getting your vitamins and vegetables in that you may not be able to get at the grocery store with, you know, if things go the wrong way. But the green energy, that's the one that has that really super special blend that contains the natal kinase. And this natal kinase is the highest potency of natal kinase I've ever seen of any product. So that's the green energy. And just about everything is great there. The protein that my daughter makes her shakes with that every day. She absolutely loves it. The soup, the organic super protein. Their fiber is great. And I love their Boost Focus Fuel. That for me is like, if I need an espresso in the middle of the day and I'm not getting my, I don't want to get a caffeine fix with my espresso, that Boost is the way to go. Within 15 minutes, you just have a real like, okay, I'm here, ready to go. But if you can't do all of those things and you're asking, what is the one thing I need to do? I'm going to tell you, get the detox pack. If there's only one thing you can do, make sure you stock up on that. And again, it's 25% across the board, across the entire store. Go and take advantage of that. And make sure you check our newsletters, everyone, because we put a ton of information. Diane does a lot of work to make sure that that newsletter is as up to date and full of information for you as possible. And if you get our emails, we've actually put anchor links. That's really special about our emails. There are anchor links in the email. So if you don't want to read the whole newsletter, just click on the one thing you want to read about. It's anchored in the newsletter. So it'll take you just to that spot that you want to read about. And then you can decide if you want to check the whole thing. But it's really great. And of course, our Friday focus, if you go to dr10penny.com and then click on shop, and then on Friday focus, you'll see everything that we put for sale for you the following Friday and then through the entire week. So make sure you check on that. And I know that this Friday, we will be launching the Black Friday offers for the 10 penny Opti line. That's the 10 penny supplement line. They go on sale this Friday, and only the one day. So make sure that if you want to stock up on Dr. 10 Penny's products there, that's the day you want to go check in. There you go. Yeah.
They look like this. They've got the little green labels on them. They got my name on it. This happens to be, it says Opti natal kinase on the bottle, but it's actually an empty bottle that I carry my digestive enzymes in my pack. So
there you go.
So, but this, I just wanted to show you what it is. All of these are 20% off on Friday. And if you can find that by going to shoptenpenny.net, which takes you there easier. And that is a one-day only store-wide sale. So remember, these are really good discounts for buying things that you normally buy anyways. And if there are family members that you're wanting to get started on some sort of a detox protocol, you know, you can get the Touchstone PBX easy to do. So, and you know, give the gift of health for Christmas, because honestly, none of us need anything. I'm not even sure why we all go, you know, make such a big deal out of shopping and buying things for people that they don't really need. Because back in the day, 50 years ago, you basically got a gift on Christmas and a gift on your birthday. Well, now we buy stuff all the time. You know, how many, you know, from Amazon, that makes it really super easy, or you go to the store if you want something back. You know, if you want something, you get it then. You don't wait until the holidays. And so maybe now is a good time to go through your house and decide what you're going to give away instead of what you're going to get. You know, years ago, Kevin and I like to travel a lot when he was alive. Can't believe he'll be gone 11 years in January. Makes me really sad. This time of year is kind of sad for me because Thanksgiving was his favorite day of the year. He used to do all of the fixing, all the food, used to brine the turkey and do all that stuff. So Thanksgiving is not the happiest of holidays for me. Anyways, besides that, we used to like to travel. And there, one year we went to Russia, and we went to Russia through Germany. And I'll never forget this. This was probably around 2007 or eight, six or seven. So this was almost 20 years ago. And we had a very long delay sitting in the terminal in Berlin, catching the flight to go to St. Petersburg. It was supposed to be like an hour layover, and we were there for maybe 4 or 5 hours. And there was a woman that was sitting across from us with her two grandchildren, who were maybe like 9 and 12, something like that. And we struck up a conversation with her and talked to her for a long time, and her children. She was living in Germany, but she was Russian, and she was taking her children to Russia. They were starting in St. Petersburg, and then they were going to travel down to Moscow and see all the places where she had grown up and see family members. And she said, there's an expression in Russian, which of course I can't say it in Russian, but she said, there's an expression, and what it means is giving with warm hands, which means instead of waiting till you're dead to give all your stuff away, and people come in and sort of pick what they want and then they give away the rest. She said, we like to give something of value to our friends, our children, our grandchildren, while they're still alive, so that we can enjoy that. So maybe now is a good time to go through your house and look at family heirlooms, maybe pieces of jewelry, maybe pieces of art, maybe a porcelain that maybe you got somewhere, was handed down to you from your grandparents, and decide that is going to be the gift you're going to give, or there's a whole bunch of them. These are the gifts you're going to give to friends and family member. It kind of gets things out of your house. It moves the energy. It moves it into somebody's hands that you want to see. Most of these things have a story. So maybe it's a story that you want to tell around it, and why it's of value to you, because it has a story, and you pass that on to your sibling or your children or your grandchildren. Just an idea that might make this Christmas and Christmas gift giving a little more meaningful. You know, I've said for a long time, if you talk to most people a week or 10 days after Christmas and you say, so what did you get for Christmas? There might be one thing. Was it one really big gift? Like, I got a new car. You know, it might be one really big gift that you got. But other than that, you really don't. And we spend a lot of money on stuff. And so this might be a way to pass something on with a story that thing that you give to that person now has value, and they treasure it, rather than just, you know, when somebody comes into your house after you've passed away, they cherry pick your stuff and throw the rest of the stuff away, and they don't have any idea what some of these stories are that are attached to it. What are some of the values? So now might be a good time to declutter your house in a good way and to do that for the holiday season. There's one Q&A in here, one of the questions. So if anybody's got questions this morning, we got sort of a small group with us here today, but it says, and I understand that because people are traveling, people are preparing food. Maybe they've already got a house full of people because I know here in Florida, I heard it on the radio down here that last Saturday, like the kids are out of school this entire week. So a lot of people were traveling last Saturday, and maybe people are traveling now, or maybe you've already got a house full of people in your house. So we really appreciate everybody who's here with us this morning. I appreciate it a lot. I mean, these Tuesday mornings really mean a lot to me because I really enjoy having these conversations. And I really enjoy the people that are here with us live. And also for all of you that listen to it on Substack after we've recorded it and we post it up there, we get maybe 13 to 15,000 views on our Substack, which, by the way, I'm just going to make a statement here. We've decided to use our Substack for a broader platform. So the Substack is dr10penny.com. The name of the Substack is Eye on the Evidence, because I write articles kind of about things that, you know, topics that are a little bit more scientific. So if you can go to dr10penny.substack.com, we're now posting something every day. Monday is 10 Penny Monday Minute, which is just a really short and a little video on Monday. Tuesday, the morning coffee goes up there on Tuesday. Wednesday, On Your Health, we usually air that live on Monday nights, and it goes up on the Substack on Wednesday in case you've missed it. On Thursday, we're doing Throwback Thursdays, where there's a timely thing that's happening now that also happened a long time ago, and we sort of connect the two together. And then on Friday, it's Fast Check Fridays. So we're working on that to get that to be really a lot of fast fact Friday. You can't say that really fast. And so then on Saturday is Eye on the Evidence is my Substack. And then the girls don't know this yet, but this morning I had an idea for what we're going to post on Sunday. So my Substack has become really busy. And all of the things except for my Substack that I post on Friday are usually pretty short, pretty timely. They're getting great traction and having a lot of really good comments. So bookmark the Substack right next to where you bookmarked dr10penny.com. Because if you go on our main website and you look at the toolbar, spend a little time there. There's a ton of tabs, a ton of drop downs. There's shopping things. There's educational things. That is where you can get into our podcast areas. There's a lot of free podcasts, and then there's paid podcasts. And we're so grateful for those of you who are our podcast members. And while you're there, you know, just take a look. There's always new things that are going up on that website. And then right next to where you bookmark that, bookmark on my Substack, dr10penny.substack.com, and also 10pennywalkwithgod.substack.com, which is my Sunday Substack. So as you can see, we are really busy. My team is really, really busy with the newsletters and everything. And I'm so grateful for every one of them. So when I think about what I'm grateful for Thanksgiving, it's my team. It's every single one of them plays a really important role. And you know, with what Cookie and Heather do over on Learning for You, with all the courses over there, and what the rest of the team does with Patricia and Diane and Michelle. Of course, Michelle's the leader of the pack over there. And everybody else, all the things, Jackie that does a lot of the writing, and Amanda that does a lot of the does all of our social media posts, which, by the way, we had a post this week that got over a million views on X. And so we're still trying to grow things, and with your help and your support, we will bypass the censorship tabs and get our message out to the masses. So one of the questions that came up this morning was, are there any alternative treatments for multiple myeloma? Well, multiple myeloma is cancer. And so, you know, looking at the treatments for cancer, the ones that we've talked about a lot. We're going to be doing kind of a webinar about this after the first of the year. We're going to be doing a parasite webinar, which is, you know, ivermectin, fenbendazole, and hydroxychloroquine, chlorine dioxide, all of those things that you that are alternative cancer treatments. And of course, the detox and the cleansing of all the things that we, that Michelle already talked about from the detox from a touchstone, all of those things help to clean up the blood for multiple myeloma, which is a form of cancer. So there's that. And another thing I want to mention is that this coming, that next week, mark your calendars, that next week, next Sunday, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit tired today. It's been, I got up early to get ready to pack everything and get ready to go. It's December the 6th, which is a Friday, is it, we're having open ECP open houses, Christmas parties for Christmas events. One at our Middleburg House location, Middleburg Heights location in Cleveland. And it's an all day event on Friday, December the 6th. And we're doing a noon to six event in our Ventura location also on December the 6th. I'm doing a couple of other talks and things. I'm going to be going out to Ventura. So I'm going to be there at the open house in California. So if anybody's in that area, you know, close to Santa Barbara or Thousand Oaks or Ventura, or even if you're further away in Orange County or Irvine, come on up and join us. This is about your health. And this is the perfect sort of gift to yourself or to others during the holidays is ECP therapy. You have to call the Ventura event is from 12 to 4. You can call to get to reserve your time on the bed, which is 805-557-8877, which is kind of in downtown Ventura. It's a really cool little location if you haven't been there. And then the one in Cleveland is in Middleburg Heights. If you've been to my office, it's just a couple of doors down in the same little strip mall as the TIMC office. And the one in Ohio to call and get reserve your time on the bed is 440-373-7372. So that's 440-373-7372. So we hope to see you there. It's going to be just kind of fun and a little bit Christmassy. So we got another question in the Q&A this morning. I have a friend who lives in Atlanta. She's having a PET scan today to determine the extent of her cancer, which just recently got diagnosed with liver, stomach, and pancreas. Ooh. Do I know any doctors in the area that could treat her using alternative cancer therapies? So that question is, do I know any alternative cancer doctors in the greater Atlanta area? Unfortunately, I do not. You know, the interesting, you know, the rest of that question says that she has not taken any COVID shots. I've been reading so much lately about how many people that are just around people who've had the COVID shots, but they themselves have not, that that when they have their blood tested under dark field microscopy, they show signs of contamination from the COVID jabs, from being around people who have had the jabs. This is an unbelievable democide and an unbelievable travesty that has been released on the world. That's why when we've talked on this show and other shows quite a bit about the idea of being a pure blood, it's becoming harder and harder because so many people have been contaminated. And that's why the detox is important. That's why, you know, I've read things about oral EDTA that breaks up the graphene oxide. The zeolite also takes out the graphene oxide. We've shown, demonstrated ideas about that. The whole idea that zeolite, you know, if you still have questions about zeolite, or you feel conflicted because there are people who say that zeolite isn't good or doesn't do good things, listen to the interview that we did with Dr. Lee, who is a zeolite expert and has spent most of his life studying zeolites and is on several boards of several companies with zeolite, that he really has we did an hour webinar that I asked all the questions that people had about zeolites, and I think that really covered it. But if you've been around people that have had the jab, unfortunately, I think that there is a contamination issue. I did an interview, and I think it aired last night, I think, with Naomi Wolf, and with her new book, The Pfizer Papers, which is just absolutely, it should, you know, there was an article that are on Peter McCullough's Substack, John Leake, who is his kind of co-writer, wrote an article saying that Naomi Wolf should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize of investigative journalism, she and her co-author, because of the magnitude of what they went through, 450,000 pages of documentation. And I've said this when I interviewed her, but it's worth saying again, put that into context. If you go to the store to buy a ream of paper for your home printer, that's 500 pages. Now imagine 1,000 of those, almost 1,000 of those stacked on top of each other. That's how many documents that they went through. And they divided it into teams. It took them a couple of years. And there, the book is, it's oversized. It's a bigger book and it's really thick. And it has pictures of CAT scans and pathology slides and all sorts of demonstration things with the explanations underneath it of what it is. It's a real work of investigation that should be used in the court systems to show the crimes against humanity that have happened with these jabs. And it's the reason why they don't study shedding and why they don't study, you know, the transmission rates. I mean, if somebody just had one COVID shot back in 2021, are they still transmitting anything in almost 2025? Nobody knows. Nobody even really knows what the transmission was back in the day when everybody was getting two shots at a booster. Did they transmit spike protein, graphene oxide, nanobot technology? What was it? Nobody really knows because nobody really studied it, because the people that would fund those studies don't really care because they want all of us to be contaminated and sick. And so that is, you know, so the question here is, could her cancer be a result of transmission or shedding? Quite possibly. And the stats on cancer in the 30 to 40 year old age group are through the moon. I follow Ed Dowd on his Substack, and I talked to him not too long ago when I did an interview with him. And he said, you know, the curve isn't quite as steep as it was before, but it's long and persistent, so that we're going to be seeing the ramifications of this for years to come. So it's not good, and it's not a happy topic, honestly. What are my thoughts on Trump's picks for health areas? Well, now that's an interesting thing. We don't usually talk about politics on this show, but I'm happy to jump into that one. I think that his pick for Surgeon General is a catastrophe. And I'm not the only one who says that. A lot of people, Alex Jones says it on his show. There's a lot of individual groups, listservs that I participate with. Everybody is like, why in the world did she get picked? And nobody understands the politics, and nobody understands why she did that. Honestly, I think she should withdraw personally, but that's, I think, so her as a Surgeon General is, I think the good news is that the Surgeon General position is more of a figurehead. They just parrot what the administration tells them to say. So maybe, and Bobby Kennedy would be her boss if he gets the nomination, who I think is terrific, and that he really will go in and clean house and, you know, kick butt and take names later, not only at what's happening at HHS, but at the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, all of those things. I think that Mehmet Oz to be the head of CMS, I think that's kind of that's a disaster. Now, I know Mehmet, I know more about his wife and his family, his in-laws. I know them a little bit better. What kind of skill set does he have to run CMS, which is one of the largest, most expensive government programs that we have? CMS is Medicare and Medicaid. I don't know why he would be chosen. I don't think he has a skill set for it, but maybe he's got a skill set that I don't know about, more than being a talk show host. I don't know. I hope that Gates, as he's withdrawn from being the attorney general, will end up to be special counsel, because I think that he's another one that would really kind of kick butt and take names later. Let me see. Are those the only ones that come to mind? If there's somebody else, something else that people have a question about, but those are the ones that I am most concerned about. I'm more concerned about this poke in the bear that our current government is doing to seemingly want to start a nuclear war. I mean, I think that is the pink elephant in the living room. I mean, because it doesn't really matter who ends up in all of these positions if we've been nuked. And for the Biden administration to give permission to send nuclear warheads to Ukraine to be used against Russia, I think that Putin is just exercising such incredible restraint of how many, they've already done bombs into his country. And I mean, this is a border dispute. This isn't anything more than that. And Putin wants to go in there and clean out all of the human trafficking stuff that's happened in Ukraine that's now been documented everywhere. So I think that the biggest concern for me politically right now is, why do we keep poking the bear? And why is it that they seemingly want a nuclear war? I don't know that anybody really understands the ramifications of that. In terms of, this isn't just a regular war, which is horrifying and bad enough, of dropping bombs and shooting bullets. This is decimation of entire parts of the world, maybe even blow up the whole world. I remember when I was in high school, so this is 50 years ago, I remember doing a project on the SALT I and the SALT II disarmament talks and writing papers about that. And I remember reading things like, they said, like, the United States has enough nuclear warheads to blow up the entire world 17 times over. And Russia has enough nuclear warheads to blow up the entire world 15 times over. So, like, who wins? I mean, if we blow up the world, if we contaminate the soil, the air, the water, to where, and we scorch Earth, and then it's contaminated with nuclear radiation that you can't go there. I mean, think about what happened with Chernobyl, and that was just a tiny little area in comparison. But if we did that to the whole Earth? So to me, it's kind of like we need to be praying for and being concerned about the pink elephant in the living room, which is this whole thing about nuclear war. Lynn, did I cover all the people that you wanted me to cover there? You can put something in the Q&A and let me know. There's another question. What might cause someone to grow a non-cancerous lump all over their body? Could it be toxin accumulation? I would say yes. That's definitely what it is. When you see a lot of these very large non-sebaceous cysts, is what they are. It's like the body is walling off toxicities. So that person would, I guess that would be your husband, would be a really good person to really do a full analysis on their diet. Like, how many artificial things are they, and how many food additives are they getting in their diet? And also just to detox whatever else they may be coming in contact with through the water, through the environment, and things like that. So detoxing that with the products that we talked about previously would be a really important thing to do. Let's see, is there something over here?
I have some on Rumble, Dr. T, if you want them.
Okay.
Looking for help. Do you have any suggestions with someone who is suffering with scalp psoriasis, seborrheic dermatitis, and severe hair loss?
Yeah, well, that again, that also is a toxicity issue of all the, because remember, your skin is the largest organ of detoxification in your entire body. I mean, your skin is for square inches does more detoxification than your liver or your colon. And so if you are ending up with all of this junk that's coming out through your scalp, which is highly vascular, I mean, think about if you get a little tiny puncture wound or a little tiny cut on your scalp, think about how profusely it bleeds. I mean, you think you're going to lose all the blood in your body, and you kind of dig down through your hair and you find it's just a little teeny tiny cut. I remember when I was still back in the day, I was in the ER, when people would come in with big scalp lacerations. I mean, they bleed because your scalp is very vascular. So it's your body trying to detox that out of your system. So I think that that's a really important thing to do. You know, coal tar shampoos tend to absorb a lot of the stuff that's on your head. And so remember, it's your organ is your skin is trying to detoxify things. So I think that detoxifying that would be a really good thing to do. Another thing, I was mentioning about the ECP ECP open houses that we have on December 6th, which is a week from Friday. So we're giving you plenty of notice to get it onto your on your calendar. We're also having a Black Friday special for ECP treatments that it's up to 50% off. Five sessions has been cut by 50%. 10 sessions has been cut by 50%. You have to purchase before December the 2nd. So this is a Black Friday special for ECP, up to 50% on packages of 5 or 10 sessions. Call the Ohio office at 440-373-7372 or Ventura at 805-557-8877. If you've been waiting to try out ECP because you're concerned about the cost, remember the cost is always relative. It's always relative. I mean, people always pay money for what they want. And it has been a little surprising to me how people are hesitant about investing in their health. I don't know if maybe people just think, well, it's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to have a heart attack or a stroke. I could say that for speaking for myself. And people say, I don't need that because I'm healthy. Well, are you? Would you like to stay that way? I remember I had a patient in my office a long time ago. She was a retired psychiatric nurse, and I just loved her. She was one of my favorite patients. The last time I saw her, when I was still seeing patients in the office about a year ago, she was in her 90s. And I remember all the years that I was taking care of her, she would was always spending money on herself, like to go to conferences, to do homeopathic things, to get her fillings out, to come to the office and do cranial manipulation and acupuncture and doing a lot of things with vitamins and supplements. She said, I tell everybody, you can spend money on your health now and live a good life because you're taking care of yourself, you're doing your detox stuff, you're buying your vitamins, you're doing ECP, you're spending money to support your health, or you can get sick and spend your money later giving it to the pharmaceutical companies and inside of the medical industrial complex to try to get yourself better. So would you rather be which she said you can pay now to stay healthy, or you can pay later to try to regain your health. And I've never forgotten her say that. And she probably said that to me 25 years ago. And it's really, really true. So we are offering people an opportunity to jump into ECP and see the incredible benefits that you can get as our Black Friday special of up to 50% off. You have to call the office. And these went out today in the email, in one of our emails. And But call the office today to get specific sort of things, to get the specifics on those on those Black Friday specials. Let me see what else is over here on that I'm looking at to mention. I'm getting too many messages from too many different things. Okay, there's one over here. My father-in-law looks like got the shots. Recently had surgery to remove his toes, and now more of the foot is being removed as of last week. Now his surgeon wants to cut off more because his bones are growing back. Seems to me like it could be the white fibrous clots calcifying. Now that part I don't know about. I don't think the white fibrous clots really calcify. The people that I've had on and interviewed and also different people that I've listened to say that the white fibrous clots have the consistency of calamari. And they're really rubbery and it has a consistency of calamari. So I'm not sure that that calcifies. But bone really can grow back. I mean, bone really has some intrinsic properties that make it really special. We just think of our bones and our skeletons as what hold us upright. And we think of them as sort of inert things, like skeletons that you see at Halloween and things like that. But bone is a living, dynamic tissue that can grow back. I mean, I was listening to an interview yesterday with Jack Krause. If you guys don't know who he is, you should track down his interviews and listen to him. The guy's a retired neurosurgeon. Kind of a burly, brusque kind of guy, but super brilliant. And every single time, and he knows dates. He's an avid studier of history. He knows dates and numbers and calls out names. He's an incredible speaker. His name is Jack Krause, K-R-U-S-E. He's done quite a few interviews and they're always interesting. And even if I've heard him talk about a certain topic before, he talks a lot about the polio vaccines and all the contamination. And he's a really good speaker. And yesterday he was talking about Becker's research. And I remember reading his research years ago about how you can make bone grow back. And he was really doing research to try to make limbs regenerate for the military when soldiers had their arms and legs and fingers and toes blown off during war. And he had found the electromagnetic way of being able to stimulate the bone to make it grow back. And he also was showing the military early on, this was like in the 60s, that all the EMF things that were happening were really bad and that they were really stopping all kinds of things with your health. But one of the things he talked about was that, you know, if you fell down and broke your arm and the arm grew back, and then later you cut it open and looked at the bone, there's no scar tissue there. Bone doesn't form a scar like if you cut your skin, if you cut your muscle, or you get to have surgery and you've been cut open where it forms a scar. Bone doesn't do that. And bone heals itself by light and by electromagnetic piezoelectric stimulation of the stem cells, which is really fascinating. And so and there's a lot of work around looking at bone regeneration. So perhaps that his bone is growing back to a certain degree, but I don't know, how much more do you keep cutting off and why do you get it cut? I guess those are the questions. But bone does regenerate. So I don't really know about the specifics of the case. And like I said, I cannot give specific medical advice. This is just sort of generic, but bone is really, really an interesting organ. It's an endocrine organ. It produces hormones. It produces your blood. It's a really living, dynamic organ that we don't pay a lot of attention to. That's one of the reasons why we promote the Juvent plates. It's on our website. The Juvent plates are microscopic current that stimulates your bones for healing. It stimulates your tissues for healing. It's incredible for osteoporosis. It turns osteopenic bones back into normal bones. It improves osteoporosis. And we're an affiliate with them. It's called Juvant, J-U-V-A-N-T. I don't know if we've got a link in the store. If Heather or Cookie, you want to put it up, I'll put their link up there. They have 100% money back guarantee, so that if you use it for a month, and there's a clicker on it, so you can see how many times you've actually used it. If you use it for a month and you say it really doesn't have any benefit, or you don't see any changes, they offer 100% money back guarantee. So it's a really, really good program for people with osteopenia, osteoporosis. I'm not seeing it over here in the chat, but I guess if you guys can find it from the store, from our partners on the Juvent plate, and put it over there in the chat, I'd appreciate it. Another thing that I truly am in love with, and you guys have heard me talk about this in the past, is this wellness blanket. I actually packed it up and carted it with me to Florida. And I'm going to I love it. I brought an oversized big suitcase just so I could fold up this blanket and travel with it. The deepest, most restful sleep I've ever had in my life. And it seems like the longer I use it, the better I sleep. And so they want me to spell it for those that are listening to it. It's juvent.com, juvent.com. And I think our affiliate code is DRT, which I think gives you a 10% off discount. With the wellness blanket, oh, I love this thing. I just absolutely love it. I can't speak highly enough about it. That it's lightweight. You fold it. I lay on it and fold it over the top of me. I just love it. And, you know, I've got a little sleep tracker and I'm really sleeping well. And so with the wellness blanket, if you use DRT, you can get 10% off on the wellness blanket too. I said this once before, and I will say it again. When I was talking to the gal who makes these blankets, and they're all hand sewn, it's a Russian technology with palladium thread and palladium fabric. I asked her if in the 8 years that she's been in this business and she's been selling this, has she ever had anybody return one? And she thought for a long time, and she said just one lady that returned it. And she said, and I think she was having buyer's remorse. She didn't really want to buy it in the first place. But other than that, no. And everybody else really seems to feel so much better when they start using it. So anyways, I just want to put a plug in for that. Those might be additional, particularly the blanket, might be a really cool Christmas present for somebody, because if you've got friends and family members that aren't sleeping well, or they don't wake up with restorative sleep, this might be the way to go for a really, really one-time gift that's a gift that keeps on giving, that they will use forever. You need to get you can either put it on your bed underneath a fitted sheet, or you can buy a duvet and put it in, because you can't get the blanket itself wet. It neutralizes it. It neutralizes the palladium. So you don't really wash the blanket. You wash the sheet or the duvet that's around it. So I hope that's something that will be of value to you guys, and you really will try it out.
Dr. T, I just want to put a plug in. Dr. Tempany let me use that last week. And it was fantastic. I usually wake up 2-3 times a night and have a really hard time getting back to sleep. Not only did I wake up less frequently, I think I would only wake up at maybe 7 o'clock in the morning versus 3 and then 6 and then 7. but as soon as I got back to bed, I went right back to sleep. So there's my testimonial for you about that.
You didn't tell me that. I'm glad to hear that. That was really, really, really cool.
Yeah, it was great. And especially because last night I woke up 3 times. I'm like, damn it, I need that blanket.
Well, there you go. There's a testimonial from somebody other than me. And that's another reason that I carted it with me. I mean, first of all, it's going to be gone for 10 days. But because I wanted Michelle to try, because she does have a hard time sleeping. I'm always hearing about her disrupted sleep during the middle of the night. So I brought it with me so that she could try it. And so there you go. She tried it. It was better. That's good. Any other questions over at on Rumble there, Cookie?
Yes, I have a question and I have something that I'd like to read after you answer that question.
Okay.
Question is, if a person has long COVID symptoms, even though they didn't get the shot, what is the best protocol to get better?
Well, I'll tell you, the simplest thing, if you haven't tried this, the simplest thing to try are the nicotine patches advocated by Brian Artis, that they really do help people with long COVID, because if you've got spike protein that is clogging up your system. And he recommends, I think the product line, let me see, I can look it up, unless maybe one of you guys know off the top of your head
The Lucy brand.
What is it?
The Lucy brand for the gum. That one I
Lucy,
remember off the
yeah,
top of my
Lucy brand
head.
for the gum. And let me see, I was texting
Rugby for the patches.
Rugby, that's it, that's the other one, yeah. But I will tell you, any patch works. Those are just brands that he happens to like. The Lucy brand for the gum that his wife chews every day, and Rugby patches that he uses every day. I got my patches. I just went to CVS and just bought 21 milligram patches off the shelf, and they've worked for me. And what you do is you get a they're 21 milligrams in one patch, and you cut it into sixths. So if it's a rectangle, you cut it into thirds this way. You cut it into thirds, and then you cut it in half, so that each one of those little rectangles is a sixth. And you apply one every day. And I know people that had really mild long COVID symptoms, just tired and fatiguing, and maybe a little bit of a cough, and it just went away. And the same people told me they'd never felt so good ever, and they would be using those little nicotine patches the rest of their lives. And that's how Brian Artis feels about it, and so does his wife about the gum. So that would be the simplest thing that you can try for helping you get rid of the long haul systems, COVID symptoms. The PBX zeolite spray is another thing in terms of detox. Make sure your vitamin D level is somewhere between 80 and 100. You can get a blood test to see what that is. If you are near an ECP center, and one of our ECP centers, there is documented published studies showing that ECP really eliminates long haul COVID. And I think it's because of the improved circulation. So if that's the case, the improved circulation, your circulation will also get better by nitric oxide, which you can improve in your system by using CardioMiracle. And I had my little CardioMiracle. All my stuff I've taken with me the whole time I've been here, these little packets. So CardioMiracle will increase your nitric oxide and increase your circulation. So those are all simple things that you can do. The nicotine per day is 21 milligrams divided by six. What is that? Like 3.5 milligrams a day, something like that. That's I think that's really about the dose. It's just a sixth of a patch once a day. So that's how you do it. You take a 21 milligram patch, you cut them in half, and you cut it in thirds. And that's in one of those patches a day is your dose. Okay, Cookie, what did you want to read?
I think this is a nice closeout. This is from Amy on Rumble. She says, Dr. T, thank you for your willingness to stand up for truth and to really minister to us with hope and help. You're one of these special people who don't have to do this yet have been. I thought that was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. I do the best that I can to continue doing what we do to bring you as much free educational and informational, uplifting, spiritual even. I'm wearing I don't know if you could see the rest of my shirt here. It's my Faith Over Fear shirts. We sell these in our store. I have one that's this bright blue color, obviously. And then I've got one that's like a dark navy blue. And I also have a dark one that's dark navy, a sweatshirt. And I probably have 10 sweatshirts in my closet from our store. And probably all of my t-shirts come from my store. Oh no, they're already packed. We've got some really cool little Christmassy t-shirts in there for the Christmas. It's one that I bought for myself. It's and I bought the sweatshirt version of it. Is it says, "All I want for Christmas is more Jesus in my life," is what's on the front of the sweatshirt. I'm gonna be wearing that more during the Christmas holidays because it's really true. It's really all we need. It's really what we should have more of anyways. So I think, and Cookie, I would thank you for that nice little testimony. I've gotten some really super nice testimonials. Our whole team here, we communicate on Telegram. We have private Telegram pages for everything. There's a whole bunch of things. And there's one page that we have that I clip out and save some of the lovely testimonials that people have said about posts, about products, about me personally, about members on my team. There's a lot of, you know, so we save a lot of those, and they are really, really, really heartwarming. And on days when things are kind of rough, you know, I go onto that page and kind of read the testimonials, and makes me feel like I'm doing something of value for everybody. And you guys are doing something of great value for me by showing up here on Tuesday mornings and doing the things that we recommend and sharing these videos and following us on all of our social media pages. And of course, my lovely team. So I want to thank everybody for being here with us this morning. I know it's a very, very busy week. A lot of things that are going on heading into the holiday season. Remember the reason for the season and take the time to experience a little gratitude. And things may not be going the way that going all your way that the ways that you wish that they were. Everybody's got things in their life that are stumbling blocks, but for a time, set those aside and focus on the things that you do have that are working right and are improving. In a place of gratitude is really what the Lord likes to hear from your heart. So wishing everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Again, please pay attention to all of our Black Friday specials. That means a lot to us. If you wonder what you can buy Dr. T for Christmas, think about buying one of our Black Friday specials. Save you some money, get you a good product, and support the work that we do. So Dr. with T. that, I want to thank everybody for being here this morning. And I'm going to go off in a car and go to the airport. So for everybody else, have a great day, everyone. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. Goodbye and God bless.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.